Chapter 9. Applications. Always keep in mind the three-step approach in using fiery motivation. Identify the stress, control the environment, then respond and aim for the goal. It's time to put your fiery motivation into play in real-life situations. Here are some effective and useful applications to make sure that you excel in different important areas. A. Using fiery motivation in business. What is the stress? In the workplace, you have to deal with coworkers, bosses, customers, working environment, and the tasks involved. These external stressors affect you in different ways, namely, 1. Coworkers. You are working together with other competitive individuals who surely have higher objectives, just like you. You have to create a balance between being a team player to be productive for the company and personally making yourself stand out amidst competition. 2. Bosses. The boss stimulates you in a variety of ways which basically make you conform according to his standards, not yours. This, of course, leads to stress, as you feel that you have no control over the environment he commands. 3. Customers. What your customers want may not be exactly how you want things done. Again, your control becomes dependent on the demands set by the customer. Your conflicting thoughts and feelings toward the customer's decisions are particularly distracting. 4. Working environment. The way you do your job can be determined to an extent by the environment you're working in. If the workplace becomes somewhat unpredictable or filled with tension, it can affect your performance as well. 5. Tasks involved. This is your actual job. When you are assigned a task for the first time, or one that requires you to gain more skills and understanding, you may feel incompetent. How do you control the environment? 1. Control the people. In the workplace, your reputation and integrity depend on how much you know and are capable of doing. Trust is important when dealing with bosses and clients. If they sense that you have full knowledge and are more than able to do the task and satisfy their needs, they will allow you to take control. Upgrade your skills and knowledge any way you can. 2. Control the workplace. Do some organizing to set your priorities straight. Fix your desk. Set specific schedules and coordinate with your coworkers. If you establish meaningful working relationships with the people around you, they'll most likely let you work in peace. 3. Control the job. If you feel that you don't know much about the tasks at hand, don't hesitate to ask questions and learn. Study constantly, upgrade your knowledge, and be equipped with the skills required to finish the job the best way you can. What is the goal and response? Your primary goal is to perform to the fullest of your abilities in the workplace. Your primary motivation is to develop trust with people at work through meaningful working relationships and to gain a sense of accomplishment and competence by meeting the demands of your job. Your secondary goal is to earn a salary to meet your basic needs. The response, in order to perform effectively, is to gain knowledge and skills to qualify for the tasks and do a job well. B. Using fiery motivation for learning. What is the stress? The stress is wondering how your abilities can meet your goal, competing with other learners, and meeting with the demands set by learning standards, and being taught ideas or behaviors that conflict with some of your own beliefs and understanding. Keep in mind that these stressors should be used to motivate you to learn more with the aim of achieving. 1. Questioning your abilities. In a classroom setting, you are often provided with challenges like tests, assignments, and quizzes. You are provided with a goal which your abilities may or may not be able to handle. Wondering if your abilities may not allow you to reach the goal becomes stressful. If you're not able to meet your goals, there may be positive or negative punishments. 2. Classroom competition. As you respond to other people, you'll realize that you have to perform at a certain level, acceptable to the standard set by the teacher, and within the accepted range of your fellow classmates. If you fall below the accepted category, you will develop feelings of guilt and incompetence, which will result in stress. 3. Lessons conflict with personal beliefs. Some of the things taught by your teacher may seem in conflict with what you have learned from experience or personally believe in. The opposing ideas and thoughts can cause confusion and hamper your development. How do you control the environment? 1. Improve your abilities. You may improve your abilities first and learn more about the goal before trying to achieve it or attempt to achieve your goal first Then calibrate your weak points, regardless of whether you succeed or fail. Your sense of control will depend on how much you know and how much you can control the outcome of the challenge through your sharpened skills. 2. Improve your abilities to compete. If you have the skills and knowledge, you will be more confident in facing challenges and competing with other people. Control the means, which is your skills and knowledge, toward the accomplishment of your goals, which are to get higher grades and feel competent in the classroom. 3. Resolve conflicting thoughts. You may eradicate the new or the old thought, change the old one according to the new, or change the new one according to the old thought, or add more thoughts to create balance and eliminate the stress. Use solutions for cognitive dissonance. What is the goal and response? Your primary goal is to experience feelings of accomplishment and competence in the classroom, as well as feel accepted among your classmates. Your secondary goals are to receive recognition, get high grades, and receive other rewards for performing well. Your response mainly is to improve your skills and knowledge by learning. The stress ignites your motivation to resolve conflicts and meet needs through the process of learning. C. Using fiery motivation for self-development. What is the stress? There are several moments in all people's lives when they start doubting their beliefs and abilities. They look at the things that they have accomplished, yet dwell more on the failures. They look at the present and feel something is missing. People then try to find meaning and purpose in their lives. It is the lack of it that causes them stress. 1. Doubts and fears. Based on experience, people begin to question if they really are capable of accomplishing goals. 2. Failure. The stress is caused by conflicting thoughts and behavior. The person may have initially perceived that the goal was attainable, yet did not successfully meet his needs. This results in feelings of guilt and apprehension. 3. Lack of meaning and purpose. Lack of confidence will result in a lack of motivation. Since the person feels that he is incapable of attaining some types of goals, he may lose sense of the whole meaning and purpose of his actions. This is where the question, why, enters the picture. People start asking, why am I here? Or, why can't I be better? Or, why did I fail? How do you control the environment? 1. Answer your doubts and eliminate your fears. Since doubts are caused by feelings of uncertainty, it is best that you find out for yourself and stop wondering. Act and try to achieve short-term goals and tasks to know if you are capable at the moment of successfully accomplishing them. Face your fears by making decisions and setting goals one step at a time. If you fear that people won't like your new attitude, try it for a week or a month and find out for yourself so that you will be able to determine and control your wondering thoughts and feelings. 2. Make failure a motivation. Self-development is a learning process that lasts for a lifetime. Learn from each mistake. Find out which areas make you fail and develop these in order to do better the next time. You can only control your chances of success or failure if you accept your strengths and improve your weaknesses specifically. 3. Find meaning and purpose even in the smallest ways. Perhaps you have been stimulated externally for so long that you don't realize that you have only been functioning in order to meet secondary goals. Internalize and derive meaning in your activities and behavior. Appreciate how people react and develop yourself in order to be intrinsically motivated and work out of passion. What is the goal and response? Your primary goal is to find meaning and purpose in your life and to foster a passionate attitude. By accepting your personality and improving your outlook, performance, and relationships with other people, you gain a sense of self as a whole person. Your secondary goal is to cope with the physical demands of life. By being able to perform better in society, your basic needs of food, shelter, clothing, etc. will also be fulfilled. The response is to keep learning mentally, physically, and emotionally. This is an opportunity for you to develop your potential and see yourself as a competent and confident individual.